Impeachment proceedings against President Trump resume today, this time in the House Judiciary Committee. The star witness this time, the Constitution. Legal scholars debated what the framers believed about impeachment and whether Trump's behavior qualifies. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
If civics was your favorite class in high school, or if you're a constitutional law nerd, well, Christmas came early this year. Today's hearing in the House Judiciary Committee got into the nitty-gritty on questions about how the Constitution and the Founding Fathers thought impeachment should work in American democracy. There were four scholars testifying today, and three of them were strongly in agreement with the line of thinking that's taking shape with the Democrats in the House. Their first order of business was defining terms. Noah Feldman from Harvard Law School explained the key phrase from the impeachment clause, high crimes and misdemeanors.
The words high crimes and misdemeanors refer to abuse of the office of the presidency for personal advantage or to corrupt the electoral process or to subvert the national security of the United States.
The specific crime that Democrats want to focus on here is bribery. And Stanford University's Pamela Carlin said that's a term America's founders had a clear understanding of. They based it on 18th century English common law.
What they were understanding then was the idea that when you took private benefits or when you asked for private benefits in return for an official act or somebody gave them to you to influence an official act, that was bribery.
But is Donald Trump guilty of bribery? Feldman, Carlin, and Michael Gerhart of the University of North Carolina were all unequivocal in their testimony. They said, yes, Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and that's what impeachment is all about. Here's Gerhart.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable. This is precisely the misconduct that the framers created a constitution, including impeachment, to protect against.
Along with his colleagues, Noah Feldman attempted to channel the framers of the Constitution. He said if they could see the evidence produced by the House Impeachment Committee so far, they would only come to one conclusion.
In my view, if the framers were aware that a president of the United States had put his personal gain and interest ahead of the national security of the United States by conditioning aid to a crucial ally that's in the midst of a war on investigations aimed at his own personal gain, they would certainly conclude that that was an abuse of the office of the presidency, and they would conclude that that conduct was impeachable under the Constitution.
But the Republicans today called into question the very legitimacy of the impeachment process as led by the majority Democrats. Doug Collins from Georgia, the ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee, called the impeachment inquiry a sham. And he said the analysis from these three legal experts was entirely off base.
In some way, insinuate on a live mic with a lot of people listening that the Founding Fathers would have found President Trump guilty is just simply malpractice in this with these facts before us. That is just simply pandering to a camera. That is simply just not right.
The Republican side had one expert testifying today. During his opening remarks, Jonathan Turley from George Washington University said he's no Trump supporter and he did not vote for Trump. Turley also did not parrot White House talking points on the Ukraine scandal. He said the president's infamous phone call on July 25th, for example, was not perfect, and that Trump's actions in the whole Ukraine story do indeed call for a serious investigation. But on the key question of Trump's behavior rising to the level of impeachable offenses, Turley was not convinced at all. He disagreed strongly with the other three constitutional law experts testifying right next to him.
There's a difference between requesting investigations and a quid pro quo. You need to stick the landing on the quid pro quo. You need to get the evidence to support it. It might be out there, I don't know, but it's not in this record. I agree with my colleagues. We've all read the record, and I just come to a different conclusion. I don't see proof of a quid pro quo, no matter what my presumptions, assumptions, or bias might be.
Turley's main criticism of the impeachment process is that it's moving too fast. Eventually, Trump might be found guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, he said, but he argued that the evidence is not clear yet, and that making the case for impeachment should take much more time. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell.